Chris and Kira.
I'd rather put my nipples in a pencil shop.
Sunday to Thursday from 10
on 2FM. FM.
Right, how is everyone? What's going on? My name is Chris. This wonderful woman, her name is Kira.
Hello.
And joining us on the phone, let's give her a big round of applause as everyone who comes on the phone gets. Laura, hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. Now, Laura, where are you in the world this evening?
I'm in County Tipperary.
Oh, very good. And anything interesting planned for the weekend? Anything exciting going on that I should know about?
It's my best friend's birthday, so we'll be heading out for that.
Ooh,
oh,
nice.
Very good. Is it a milestone event, or is it just kind of one of the birthdays where you lie and pretend you're a bit younger?
It's 24, so...
Okay, that's all right. Yeah, you don't have to start lying
yet. We'll celebrate.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's all right. That's all good. And what do you do with yourself, Laura?
I work in the University of Limerick.
Oh, very good. What do you do there?
I work in with the student accommodation.
Oh, right. Very good. All right, then.
Oh, God. Do you have to put up with, like, students wrecking places?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
I think someone threw a chair through a ceiling there today, so...
No. Oh, my God. Because you hear all these stories about J1 students from Ireland going over to, like, you know, Boston and New York and Chicago and absolutely ruining properties over there. And it's like, what is it about college students?
They do at home, too.
They do, do they?
Yeah.
Oh.
But what is it about college students? Because they've lived in a house... You know, up until 18 years of age, they've just moved into a different house, which their mother and father just don't happen to be in or whatever, you know, or a responsible adult. And what is it that makes them go mad and like throw a chair through a roof? I don't get it.
No, I get you. Like you go there, like if I moved into a new cool place and I'm away from home for the first time, my instinct wouldn't be, hey, I better wreck this.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? My instinct would be,
believe you me, Laura, I lived in some dives when I was in college. Like I'll never forget coming out. I lived with two Donegal guys, two of the soundest lads you'd ever meet. And I lived with a friend of mine. And sometimes we'd come out and there'd be like 10 people asleep on our floor. And it was like half of my friends and half the Donegal crowd. And they'd all be just meshed on the floor. I know you don't care when you're in college, but we didn't break the place up like.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Kids today,
exactly.
Huh? It's disgraceful. Also, you know the way you say people used to be sleeping and everything?
Mm.
I am convinced, right? Now, this is just a conspiracy theory I have. I'm convinced that all student accommodation is designed so that everything's really uncomfortable to sleep on that isn't a bed.
That is so true.
Like those couches.
Couches and student accommodation.
Oh my God. They
Laura,
must be...
I'm glad we have you on the phone now. Cause, yeah.
Is that a policy, Laura?
Student accommodation is fabulous.
No, I'm not saying it isn't.
Oh, no.
But the couches in like places like a particular village that Kira and I would have frequented in Galway, like, I mean, the couches were they were like sleeping on the floor. Do you know what I'm saying? Not that I ever slept on any couches.
It was like they were designed so that, you know, if you were to ever bring a guy back, there was nowhere for you to shift.
Exactly.
Do you know what I'm trying to say, Laura?
Exactly. Oh my God, Laura's like, why did I bring up what I do? Laura's like, will you just ask the question so I can get on with it?
In my village, they have double rooms and en suites and they're all lovely.
Well,
hey, look, Laura's getting a promotion tomorrow.
Since I was in college.
I'm telling you.
I'm
almost fully booked for next year too.
I would like to book as well.
We want to go back to college in Limerick, please.
I'm going to commute.
You can come down. We're open there all summer. You can call down to us. And
great.
I will. I'm going to rent it. I'm going to commute from Limerick to Dublin every day.
We're going to throw a chair
can do
through
a
ceiling.
Show from Chris and Kira live from Thomond Village.
Yeah, why not?
Brilliant.
Sounds good. That's what I'm going to do. Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Laura. I'm going to put that to the powers that be here. But look, in the meantime, I genuinely apologise for haranguing you about this for the last 4 minutes. How about we get down to some business? I'm going to tell everyone why Laura is on the phone. When Kira and I first got to 2FM about, over a year ago at this point, we said, isn't it horrible that you have to pay that feckin' licence fee? And let's be realistic, it can be quite an inconvenience at times. It can be quite a pain. So every Monday and every Thursday, Kira and I, we play the Win Back Your Licence Fee quiz. Now, the Win Back Your Licence Fee quiz is, as you may be able to guess from the very clever title, a chance for you to win back your licence fee. So Laura's on the phone with us this evening, and what's going to happen is Kira is going to ask as many questions as she can in 60 seconds, okay, Laura? So in 60 seconds, Kira is going to fire through as many questions as she can. And Laura, you might as well give an answer because it's not like there's any penalty for getting any questions wrong. There's no negative marking, as they might say, in a university situation. It's fine. There is not going to be any consequence for giving a wrong answer. You might as well say something. And what we're looking for you from you this evening is 10 correct answers. So it'll start, the time will start, the 60 seconds will start when Kira asks the first question. Kira, are you ready?
Let's do it.
Laura, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, well, Laura's always gone there. All right, now, Laura's back. Let's do this, Kira, whenever you're ready.
Okay, actor and politician Arnold Schwarzenegger was born in what country?
Arnold Schwarzenegger is Austria.
In what county is the Giant's Causeway?
Antrim.
Who will headline Saturday night at Glastonbury this year?
code line, I don't know.
Divers, chats and white eyes are what are members of what species?
Sorry?
Divers, chats and white eyes are members of what species?
White eyes, a goat, I don't know.
What soccer team won the Capital One Cup recently?
Soccer team won Capital One Cup. Chelsea.
Name the lead singer of Mumford & Sons.
Oh, I don't know that.
What is the national flower of England?
Rose.
Which band will headline Slane this year?
Who's headlining Slane? I can't remember. Red Hot Chili's. I know
what kind of creature is a Rhode Island Red?
A Rhode Island Red is a hen.
Who was the Grand Marshal of Dublin St. Patrick's Day Parade this
Brendan
year?
Brendan O'Connor.
Which One Direction member has quit their tour?
Zane.
What chef wrote How to Be a Domestic Goddess?
How to Be a Domestic Goddess is by a chef.
Time is up.
Well, look, if you can give an answer to this, I mean, we did ask the question before the time finished.
How to Be a Domestic Goddess. Oh, is this your man, Donald
Skin? No. Look, let me have a look through this. Hey, you said Brendan O'Carroll, didn't you?
Yeah, you did.
I thought I heard Connor, but it was Brendan O'Carroll.
No.
Yeah,
no, I
heard O'Carroll.
I heard Brendan O'Carroll.
Yeah,
too.
I heard Brendan O'Carroll as well. I'm just saying.
Chris, we need this
accommodation. Bit of a dodgy phone line there, yeah. Let's see. I'm going to count how many questions you got, because I know Kira lost herself in the moment asking the questions there, and I kept a watchful eye over here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... 6. Ah, Jesus. It wasn't so bad. You got 6, and there were some very difficult questions in there. Kanye West really is going to be headlining Glastonbury. There's a lot of controversy about it. Because he's, you know, he's not rock and all of that kind of stuff. But otherwise, I have to say,
not
Laura. He's not rock, more importantly. People are saying he shouldn't be at Glastonbury. But hey, look, Laura, I am sorry, because I'm looking through this and those were difficult questions and you still managed to get 6. So look, it wasn't enough this evening, but thanks for coming on anyway, all right?
No problem.
There we go. I had a good chat with Laura, actually.
Yeah, that was fun.
I feel we learned stuff.
At least we have accommodation. We'll go down to Limerick the next time.
Yes, thank God for
that. Where was it? Thomond Village?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
That's the important thing.
I think that's near Thomond Park.
Laura, is that near Thomond Park?
No, that's a different one. We're in the University of Limerick.
Okay.
Well, Kira, there's your answer. Man, I'd say he's gone down for real a few times now is the Galway player. He's on the phone. Let's give him a big round of applause. Hello, Galway player.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
Good, thank you. How has your week been?
Really good, yeah. Busy, productive, happy, yeah.
Look, this is the life...
Wow, all those words. Busy, productive,
happy. Yeah, Kira. Life of a businessman.
Buzzwords.
Don't you understand?
No, sorry, I'm laughing. Buzzwords.
He's a go-getter. You know, something Kira, you wouldn't know about.
Oh, no.
Galway player's out there making deals, doing things, and you're fecking around. So look, Galway player, of course, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on. How are you?
I'm really good now. I've had a very, very productive week. A couple of dates, a couple of nice women lined up this weekend as well. And just keeping busy, you know, living the dream.
Keeping out of trouble as well, I hope.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, good.
Let's say that.
Good. All right, well, look. In case you don't know who this gentleman who's on the phone with me is, well, his name is the Galway player. Now, the Galway player comes on every week to give the men of Ireland advice on how they can be players such as himself, because this man, he knows how to do it with the ladies. He is a ladies man. He, you know, men want to be him, women want to be with him. It's the usual. And he comes on every week. He gives us all advice on how we too could maybe one day aspire to be like him. But ladies, I say this every week and I mean it. This is a wasted experience for nobody, because you are getting to hear the team talk here. You're getting the strategy from the other team. You're getting a great insight into some of the tactics that are used by ladies' men such as the Galway player. And don't forget, the Galway player has a Twitter, which is @GalwayPlayer. His website is thegalwayplayer.com. And of course, is it thegalwayplayer or galwayplayer.com?
It's GalwayPlayer.com.
Excuse me, GalwayPlayer.com. And I wouldn't know. See, I have it bookmarked as my homepage, so I never actually have to type it in. Just when I open the computer, it's up there. And then also, his book is Shift and Drift, The Galway Player's Guide.
Is that by your bedside,
to dating?
Chris?
Yes.
Do you read that every single night before you go to bed?
Yeah, there's two books on my bedside. There's the Bible, and then there is that book. And I take, you know, sometimes I like to dip in and out of them, you know, like read passages from them. Like I might find a nice Bible verse, then I might find a nice page or two from the Galway Player's Guide to Dating. You know, I do it all, Kier. I'm a philosopher. So, Galway Player, what are we going to learn about this week?
Okay, Chris. Well, yesterday in the Irish Independent, there was an interesting article about man crushes. Okay, so it had a piece that Aidan Turner, he's an Irish actor in a drama about Napoleon, is apparently the ultimate man crush. So I was reading through this, and there's some really interesting characters in that. And one of the Galway papers actually was running a similar poll, but unfortunately all of the respondents voted for me number one. So there was, I was the only one, like, I was first, right, second and third. So I've decided, okay, today I said, listen, I'm going to come up with my own list of man crushes, okay, and share them with you and discuss them with
you. Sure.
Now, this is nothing sexual, it's just admiration. It's kind of a list of guys that you'd like to go for a few pints with or on the pole with. Do you know that kind of way?
Sure, just to clarify for everyone, a man crush is like a man that another man has, not a crush on, but as Galway says, it's not necessarily sexual, but there is an admiration and there is a, wow, isn't he cool?
Chris, I would straight away say that Wentworth Miller is one of your man crushes.
Well, no, you see, I jokingly, me and you say that, like, you know, he's the guy I go gay for because he's really handsome. He wouldn't be a man crush of mine, though. Oh. Mark McCabe would be a man crush of mine.
Okay, okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't do Mark McCabe. No offense to Mark McCabe. Like,
so you,
I mean,
do Wentworth Miller?
Oh, yeah. If I had to, if it was a push. Galway player would be another man crush of mine. Do you see what I'm saying, Kier? See where I'm going from? So, yeah, Mark McCabe, Galway player. Think that line of thinking for me. Galway player, I would love to hear some of your man crushes. This is very interesting.
Well, yeah, but the interesting thing about this is that in all my time doing the Radio T, this is probably the most difficult one I've ever had to do, because I said, right, I'll just name five guys, I'll go on, I should talk on the radio, the usual. And the names that I was coming up with in my head was like, how am I going to get five out of this? Some of the people that haven't made it, Matthew McConaughey, David Beckham, Sergio Ramos, Roger Federer, Brian O'Driscoll, Zac Efron, Channing Tatum, Liam Neeson. Like, there is an unbelievable amount of unbelievably sound guys out there that I think I would get on great with, and we could have a few pints, have the crack, and just rip it up, you know, have a laugh.
I hear you. So obviously you're saying that it was really quite difficult to compile just five on this list because there's so many potential candidates.
See, and even you were pretty close there, Chris. I mean, myself and yourself met up there at the weekend, and like,
sure,
it was pretty cool to hang out with someone of a similar mental, in the same mental stratosphere.
Wait! You hung out with the Galway player.
Oh yeah,
weekend.
We were hanging out here. We were discussing business ideas and, you know, just strategizing on how we can be better men and,
wow,
just take it to the next level.
Somebody was,
it's funny how you failed to mention that.
Yeah, well, Kira, I didn't see, you know, did I have to discuss these kind of things with you? I didn't know I had to clear my weekend plans.
When I asked you how your weekend went, I didn't say anything about you clearing your weekend plans, Chris.
Well,
that's interesting. You hang out with Galway player at the weekend?
Occasionally, yeah.
Wow.
We discuss things. Two powerful businessmen such as myself and the Galway player, Kira, you know.
Well, it's just, I wouldn't have put the two of you on the same level, but anyway.
We went to McDonald's.
Apart from all the autograph hunters coming up to us and girls looking for numbers, it was pretty fun. It was interesting. I enjoyed it now, I have to say.
Yeah. Absolutely. So look, I don't mind that I didn't make the list to Galway player. That's all right. I can forgive
you.
That's okay. Look, I'm sure there's very deserving men on there.
Chris, you'd be on my list.
Thank you. I like that. I'm on Kira's list of girl crushes. So there you go.
Boom.
That's something. All right. Well, look, Galway player, go ahead. Who would be on this list? Let's start with number five, I suppose.
Well, okay. We're going to start with number five. I'm going to have to put Ryan Gosling up there.
Sure.
I mean, you know, a lot of girls compare me to him. He's been in some unbelievable films like The Notebook. I've never seen the end of it, but I've watched the start of it so many times with girls to get them in the mood. Like, the guy is married to Eva Mendes. He's an accomplished jazz guitarist. He supports charities. He's a fashion icon. You know, he is just, he's got it all going on. Look at that six-pack in Crazy Stupid Love. I have pulled that dance move with so many girls, and it just works. That character really reminds me of myself, so I can really identify with him. And I think that we get on particularly well if we ever met up and hung out.
That's a fair enough assumption, I suppose. I can't argue with that, Galway player. I'm sure you and him would have a lot to say to each other. But that's interesting, Ryan Gosling. I'm sure you admire Ryan Gosling as well, Kier. You like him, don't you?
I do. I think he's an incredible actor.
Hey, look, well, you two can bond over that then, if nothing else. You,
no,
and the Galway player, you can bond over that. Right, so Galway player, who else is on this list?
The next one, and there's a lot of footballers, as I was saying there, but one current player that I'm going to pick out that I just think oozes class and sophistication is Andrea Pirlo, the Juventus and Italian midfielder. The beard, the hair, the style, everything. The way he caresses a football. He doesn't kick a ball, Chris. He caresses it gently. It's like it's a woman's private parts, and he's just gently...
Yes.
Gently making love to the ball each time he directs it towards the net into an uncontrollable orgasm of passion.
I can see there is a beautiful finesse and artistry to what he's doing.
He is. Like, you know, they celebrate the likes of Mozart and, you know, all the great artists through the ages. This guy should be revered in the same light as these. He's not a footballer. He glides along the pitch. He's so graceful. His style, his just everything about this man is the epitome of the perfect Italian footballer.
Wow. I really enjoy hearing Galway player get like hot and bothered about people.
I've never heard him sound so passionate about something in his life.
Yeah, I tell you, Galway player able to dish out the love when he has to.
So
you know?
Who's number three?
Okay, number three, we're going to stay with football. And like it was a toss-up between two great characters of the game on the sideline nowadays. So Jose Mourinho just lost out to the uber-stylish Pep Guardiola.
Who?
Guardiola used to manage Barcelona and is now... He took a year off. He won everything, completely won everything, transformed Barcelona into one of the greatest sides of all time. And then he says, I've had enough. He quit, moved to New York to live in a bit of anonymity for a while, to gather his thoughts. And now he's come back and redefined football again, taking over Bayern Munich and bringing them to new levels. But apart from his brilliant tactical genius, you want to see the way this man dresses.
I was just going to say that. I'm looking at pictures of him on Google Images. He's in like waistcoats on the sidelines and everything. Jesus, wow.
He's a good dresser.
He's a good looking chap. Yesterday he was at the Man City Barcelona game. He's getting as excited about one of Messi's nutmegs as I would for a day's with gorgeous girl. Like this guy, I just think I could really identify with him. He sees the beautiful game the way it should be. He's a purist like myself. I don't like, you know, meeting girls at the end of the night when they're locked. I am like a challenge. I like meeting a beautiful girl early and treating her well. The same way he gets his teams to play football the right way, the stylish, classical way.
Okay.
Wow, look, I mean, fair enough. I'm not going to argue with that. That's quite a passion you have. Galway player, you can be so eloquent in a positive way as well.
You're so eloquent when you talk about men. Unfortunately, you're not when you talk about women. Who's number two?
We're going to go with number two, Will Ferrell. Absolute legend. Like, he's hilarious.
Yeah.
Did you see his sketch this week about being a leprechaun? Like, the guy, he just has an unbelievable sense of humour. He's up there with myself as one of the funniest people that I've encountered. Okay, friends of mine have spent a bit of time with him and reckon that he's an absolute gentleman. He's hilarious. He just, you could go on the beer with him and you know, you're guaranteed, like a woman is guaranteed a good time in my company, you're guaranteed an amazing time if you hang out with this comedy genius.
All right, look, I can't disagree with that. Go ahead, player.
I have no idea who's number one out of this list. We've got footballers, we've got American actors, we've got American comedians. I can't call who'd be number one.
I have an idea. I think I know who's going to be number one.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I think so. I think, let's put it this way, it'll be very close to home. Would I be right, Galway player?
Well, I was going to go there.
Okay.
But I've decided, no, I'm going to go with one, and like sadly now he lost a few points.
Oh.
He lost a few points because he got married recently, but George Clooney.
All right, fair enough. I mean, look.
I was going to go with myself, let's be honest. You know, I was it was very close between the two of us, but I said, you know, there had to be five people on this list, and I mean, obviously it goes without saying that, you know, if the only way that I could settle down in a relationship is if I loved someone as much as I love myself. So,
sure.
that's what I'm waiting to meet, that person that I love as much as myself. But, you know, looking, talking of man crushes, like he's so graceful, so elegant. He does, you know, even makes ads look sophisticated and classy. He's passionate about charity work. He's been arrested for his protest. He just seems to have it all, and he knew when the time was. He was the ultimate playboy, and then he said, you know what, I'm going to go out of the top, bow out gracefully, still make great movies, but bang, a really hot, intelligent bird. What more can you say? George Clooney, congratulations. You are my number one man crush.
Wow, I'd say, Galway player, have you informed George Clooney through his publicist or anything like this? Has the message gotten to him?
I DM'd him earlier, yeah.
Oh, good.
He's actually listening right now.
Oh, good, okay.
I want to hear other people's man crushes and girl crushes, actually. So 51552. You heard the Galway player's top five man crushes. Chris, I want to hear more than Mark McCabe as well from you.
Mark McCabe is the only one that springs to mind in the immediate,
God,
you know.
I really love him. So 51552.
No, I hate him. He's so annoying.
Chris.
Oh, Jesus.
Anyway.
He's so difficult.
51552. Text us in your man crush and why. Because I'm really interested to know. Honestly, I'm going to psychologically evaluate this. And it's like all of those five people that the Galway player mentioned, I think he would like to be a piece of all of them.
Sure.
you know?
They're all something to aspire to. They're, they're cool men, definitely. So Galway player, I tell you what we will do. I will thank you, because that was genuinely very interesting. I thought we got great insight into the Galway player. Galway player confident enough to talk about things like his man crushes and other men that he admires.
He's more passionate about men than he is about women.
Look, weird, I mean, right? you get these occasional surprises, and people you think you know really well can surprise you. But look, Galway player, thank you, as always. And I forgive you for not having me make the list. So, I mean, that's all right. I mean, you make my list.
We'll say you're number six.
Exactly. Well, look, I'll tell you what we'll do. How about this? Everybody go online, check out the Galway player. His Twitter is @GalwayPlayer. His website is galwayplayer.com, and of course his book is out and available now, Shift and Drift, the Galway Player's Guide to Dating. Galway player, I know you are very busy and have a very busy evening, so I will let you go. Thank you for coming on.
Pleasure as always, Chris.
Right, you know what, we can get to a few man crushes.
A lot of people are texting about man crushes. Lads, I didn't realise that men were waiting.
Yeah, you know what, Sophie? I was just thinking that. Like, are there all these kind of repressed men who feel they have to keep this to themselves, that the second they heard us do this topic, they were like, oh my God, okay, Hugh Jackman, James McAvoy, Justin Timberlake. Like, has this just been festering
and
swelling inside men for months?
Because, and, yeah, wow. I've never seen such reaction all week.
Yeah, what the hell, guys? Like, yeah, okay.
It's okay, boys, it's okay to talk about your man crushes, okay?
We just asked really quickly what your man crushes are, because friend of the show, the Galway player, was on talking about some of his man crushes, as in a man that you are a man and maybe you don't want to have sex with this man, but you certainly admire him and maybe have a bit of a crush on him in that sense, if you understand.
It's a kind of a new term that's been kind of coined over the past couple of years. It's girl crush and man crush.
Yes, and a girl crush is a girl who admires another girl, mm-hmm. and a man crush is a man who admires another man. Well, look, do you want to get through some of these? Here, go for it.
Somebody says, hi guys, David Gandy has to be the biggest man crush ever. Come on, I'm wet for the guy and I'm not even gay. David Gandy is a model, Chris, who I think has gone out with Molly from the Saturdays. He's an English model. He's very good looking.
He sounds like a cute guy.
Somebody says, am I such a nerd that my man crushes are Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Daniel Radcliffe? Not at all.
They're pretty nerdy guys, though.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt is fabulous.
He's pretty nerdy, though. Like, he's... Look, don't get me wrong. I'm the biggest nerd ever, but he's pretty nerdy.
He's not.
He's nerdy.
He's not, though. He's very cool. Nerdy. I wouldn't call his role in Inception nerdy.
That's true, I suppose. Yeah. You're right. And I suppose I wouldn't call Daniel Radcliffe's role in Harry Potter nerdy. That was pretty straight. I get you. Alan in Mullingar says, Jabby Alonso, what a dude. Yeah, I mean, you know, everyone likes him.
Yeah, he's a bit of a ride too.
He is gorgeous. But also Harrison Ford, being a child of the 80s, he was the man. Imagine Han Solo and Dr. Jones. Also Martin says, my man crushes would have to be Will Smith and Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters. Oh, I know so many guys, because they're kind of like guys who are in bands and stuff that have a man crush on David Grohl. Man, he is like the god of singer-songwriters, because mm-hmm. I know a few, and he is just their idol. But look, nothing wrong with that. Someone says, I love Nikolai Tesla. Well, that's an interesting one,
Who's
Mark.
Who's Nikolai Tesla?
He's a kind of a scientist / inventor / you know, crackpot, in a good way. I mean, in the best way possible. And I know he did a lot of stuff with electricity and all that, didn't he? He did, I think, as far as I'm aware. He was... You know, he got himself damn near killed, that old
Tesla.
That's
a very intelligent man crush to have, Mark. Yeah?
Yeah.
Somebody says, my man crush is David Beckham and Cristiano Ronaldo, both Manchester United legends and nice guys. And sometimes my fiance thinks I have a man crush with you, Chris. And that's from Emmett and Cavan.
Emmett, your fiance doesn't understand you like I do. You know, you and her, you're dead, man. But me and you, Emma, we have something special. That's all I'm saying.
Jerry in Cork says, I would have to go with Chris Pratt, who, as well as turning himself into a sex symbol in the past year, he's always been hilarious in every role he is in and in person. Best of all, he is, like myself, a ginger. That's from Jerry in Cork.
Who is this Chris Pratt? Everyone's talking. I must have a look at him.
Him to see.
All right. Cool, that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, very good. Well, look, that seems like a fairly legitimate man crush, Jerry in Cork. Someone says, if Galway player was more like this every week, I would like him, by the way. Yeah, Luke in Tip, I know what you mean. This week, we got a more sensitive, real side of the Galway player. You know, I hear you. Anyway, look, there you go. Thank you for all of your man crushes. Very interesting.
I like the way there was such a mad selection of man crushes, too.
Such a varied selection of man crushes. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Don't.
I won't. Sorry. Excuse me. some rude texts coming in. I wouldn't dream of reading those. That would be horrible. Hey, on the way for you after 11 o'clock, music from Bruno Mars with Uptown Funk, Joey Badass and Kaija with Teach Me, and a friend of the show, Mo K, is going to be in discussing his new hip-hop show here on 2FM. I don't know if you're aware of this, but there's a new urban R&B hip-hop show on in the part of the new 2FM schedule. It is something which 2FM has not had for a long while, so I am very, very excited about it, I have to say. And we'll be having a chat with Mo. You know what? Mo K. I have a man crush on Mo K.
You so do. I didn't want to say it, but you so do.
I'm sorry. I completely omitted Mo K from that list. I have a man crush on Mo K. No doubt. No doubt. Bren says, I have a man crush on Mark or Lewis Hamilton. Yeah, fair enough. Nothing wrong with that.
Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah. What's wrong with, I think he's a cute guy.
No, it took me a long time to like Lewis Hamilton.
How could you not like him though? He's so inoffensive. Like, he's so nice and pleasant.
He's not.
The guy who's the race driver.
Yeah.
He strikes me as kind of,
very
you know,
cocky. Very, very cocky, Chris.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry. Oh, I don't like him now. And look, on the way for you, Joey Badass, Bruno Mars, all of that kind of stuff. Mo K is going to be in telling us about his hip hop show. We'll do the moral dilemma between now and midnight. Joining us in the studio is the boy Mo K here. Come on, let's give him a big round of applause. There he is. Yeah. I'm excited about this because I don't know if you heard last week, but friend of the show Mo was in because we were excited. I tell you, Kira and I were fangirling away over the fact that Mo has a new hip-hop / urban / R&B / all of that kind of stuff show. And it's here on 2FM every Friday, and I'm just really excited about it because, there hasn't been one in a while.
Yes, thanks. You are, what was it you called yourself?
You're hype man, Mo.
You're my moguls.
I am. We are your moguls, and you're the protege, Mo.
Delighted to be here, but it's gone absolutely amazing. I'm on my second show now, third one on Friday.
Brilliant. How are you finding the reaction? How's it going down?
Yeah, it's been absolutely fantastic. Twitter, Facebook, text line, everything's been going extremely well.
And it's only going to get better too.
Yeah, it's way better than I anticipated. So
okay, cool.
I am delighted, and I mean that. I'm not saying that in the smartest way. I am delighted because that is what to. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, this Friday is going to be even better, so don't miss it.
Midnight. Even better, Mo. That's a big promise to make. All right, you better keep your hat on there. But look, I'm excited because, of course, Mo is going to maybe come in whenever he can on Thursdays, and he's going to have a chat with us about, of course, the show, which, as I said, is midnight to 2 a.m. every Friday. It's exactly what you need on a Friday night if you're cruising around, if you're just at home chilling or whatever. Mo K's show is what you need to be listening to. It's the only kind like it on a national scale. I mean, in Ireland, on national radio, there's nothing else like this. No, so this is what you need.
Yeah, you won't hear music like this on any other station in the nation, guaranteed.
No, that's true. Mo is doing this, and that's why you need to check it out. Midnight to 2 a.m. every Friday. So tomorrow, from midnight, Mo's going to be here doing his thing. But we thought it would be fun if Mo came in, right? And if every Thursday we had a little chat about what's going on in the hip-hop / rap, whatever, music, entertainment industry, all that. Now, Mo, I'm trying to get something going here, so indulge me for a second. This is still in its infancy. Like, next week, this stuff that I have will be even better, and the week after, etc., etc. But a lot of US radio stations, right? I've noticed some things about their hip-hop radio, okay?
Yes.
There's always a guy shouting, so that would be me, so we have that covered.
Okay.
But also, there's always really grimy rap instrumentals and gunshots. Those, for some reason, seem to be the real sound identity that go on.
It's either gunshots or it sounds like
sirens.
Sirens or like plates smashing on the ground or something. You know,
we can use the gun that I carry around.
Yeah, we can.
Perfect. We can just fire a few rounds off into the
wall. Go get it.
Kira's actually not allowed to carry a gun anymore. She's like Chris Brown and Eminem and stuff. She lost her license because of some public order offences. But look, here I have this.
This'll do.
So there's the gunshot, and then there's like
an airplane taking off. With
wow, Kira. And then on hip hop radio in the US, after that intro, hold on, it'd be like there'd be a guy going, "Yo, check it out, Mo K in the building on RTE 2FM, boys. Everybody, check out Mo K, my man Mo K in studio." Yeah, boss. Yeah, exactly. So I think we're getting it, aren't we? I mean, I think we're getting there. I think, you know.
I like it.
I really
like
cool.
that. It's cool.
You should have been on US radio doing hip-hop
look,
show.
I should be on Hot 97.
Should be on,
me and Charlemagne and everybody, I'm wasted here, I'll tell you that.
Funk Flex.
Yeah, exactly.
Dropping bombs.
Flex loves the old gunshots and bombs. And
he loves
There's
bombs,
a guy in the US called, like, Funk Flex, as Mo puts it. Funk Master Flex, whatever, isn't it?
Yes, Funk Master Flex.
Yeah, and he just, like, plays all these gun sound effects and bomb sound effects, and it's good fun.
It's good fun.
I think we should bring that flavor to here. And you know,
okay.
Mo, it's going to be even better next week.
Yes, you need to get bombs on the soundboard.
I'll get bombs, don't worry. Bombs will be here this time next week.
Bombs and gunshots and air horns.
Yeah, exactly. Then we'll have it. So look, there's some stuff going on in the hip hop world. I know. What is going on, actually?
I want to talk about it. I want to ask Mo's opinion on this.
It's not something to do with Dome or Skeet, is it?
No, it's nothing to do with Dome or Skeet, Mo. What do you make of Kanye West headlining Glastonbury? And what do you make of 50,000 people signing a petition to say no?
That's a load of crap. Like, it's why begrudge Kanye West? He's amazing. You know, musically, he's amazing. And who was it that headlined Glastonbury?
His new stuff, Mo.
It was Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. Well, I like All Day. All Day, his new one.
All Day is good.
Yeah, All Day is really good.
Well, what about...
Same thing happened with Jay-Z and Noel Gallagher and all. Didn't want him performing at Glastonbury. I don't know. Leave the rappers alone. They're taking over the world. They're the new rock stars, essentially. Kanye West said it himself.
I do get what Mo's saying there. I do get
what
Mo's saying.
They're the new rock stars.
But his new stuff... Okay, I know. I'm like blue in the face saying this, right? But with the water installation sounds and all that sort of arty bollocks that he's trying to do, like, Mo, I don't like it. I like the old Kanye. Am I the only one? Chris has just stopped listening to me at this stage.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
What Kanye do you like? Are you talking about the old gold digger type Kanye that you
Mo,
like?
Let me translate. You're talking college dropout, kind of era.
Yeah, yeah.
Late registration, all of this kind of stuff. You're talking around then. Mm. If you don't mind me speaking on
your behalf. He does go pretty weird, but when he gets back to that rap sound that he's good at, he's amazing. All that other bound to on the motorbike stuff is just garbage.
It was awful.
Yeah, horrible. It's absolute trash.
Thank you.
Oh, now Kira feels listened to. That's good.
Thank you.
Yeah, Kira's put it out there. I know she feels a little bit. Kira was really angry with me for some reason yesterday about that. I don't know why. About Kanye performing at Glastonbury.
Were you genuinely angry that he was performing at Glastonbury?
I just don't like the sort of stuff he's doing at the minute. I don't like the rants. I don't like the fact that I'm seeing him absolutely everywhere all over the internet with Kim Kardashian. Yeah. As I keep on saying, I want my old Kanye back.
Because he is coming across as a spoiled brat.
Yeah, he
more
is.
More or less.
And he actually comes across as if he's a little bit unhinged.
Mm.
He's coming across pretentious. Yeah.
He's one of the most beautiful women in the world, and he's got a Lamborghini and loads of money. I wouldn't be complaining about anything.
Yeah, exactly. I'd shut my mouth.
And can I also point out he's got a beautiful child, too?
Maybe you should have mentioned
the child before the car, Mo, but anyway.
Well,
in Mo's mind, it's wife, car, child, or whatever else.
Maybe.
Down there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, look. There we go, Kanye. You know, this is interesting. Did you hear about Drake, Mo? About Drake getting attacked or something in Dubai. What's going on?
I don't know. Was it some female hit him or something?
Oh, was it? Kira knows more about this than I do.
I read the articles earlier on, right? And it was like, Drake attacked in nightclub in Dubai. And I was like, oh no, not Drake, you know? And then I looked at some other article and it was like a Drake fan was wrestled to the ground by security after ruffling the rapper's hair.
That's a big difference.
I watched the clip. It looked like he just got a pat on the head. Like, good man, Drake. That was good, you know? That was it.
There was reams and reams and reams of articles about how Drake was attacked in a nightclub.
Did you see the look that Drake gave him when he turned around after? Like, he just touched his head.
Yeah,
he was probably a fan.
Look at that.
As if he's going to do something. Drake's not going to do anything. He's got 20 bodyguards with him. There's no way he's going to do anything. Like, stop it. Seriously. Drake, come on.
Drake acting hard.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to do that.
He doesn't, no.
Well, Drake.
Wow. All right, well, look, so there you go. Mo is right. It's blown out of proportion. Blown ridiculously out of proportion. Actually, hey, we all listen to Iggy Azalea rapping.
We need to talk about
this
Iggy Azalea.
This is always fun. Man, look at her. Hey, do you want to hear this, right? This is Iggy Azalea, I guess, rapping.
This is a vine that has been going all over the internet. Do you want to hear it again?
That's embarrassing, to be honest.
Do you not think that was some dope freestyling, Mo? No, you didn't enjoy that?
That kind of makes me cringe watching that, you know.
Alright.
Yeah, so that is Iggy Azalea. And everybody on the internet is going crazy about that particular vine. They're like, what on earth is she rapping? I don't understand her. I haven't a clue. What's going on with Iggy Azalea?
Iggy Azalea is she's not there to be understood. She's there to be looked at.
Yeah.
You know, sex sells. This is Iggy Azalea. Actually, I can't even think of one other white female rapper ever. Apart from maybe, what was that girl's name from London? Lady Sovereign?
Oh, yes. The black-haired girl.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember
that's
her,
all I can think of when it comes to white female rappers. So, blonde hair, Australian, 6 foot blonde, fat ass. She's going to sell regardless. She's there to be looked at.
Do you not think that there's an awful lot of people out there that don't rate Iggy Azalea? And she's come off Instagram. She's come off Twitter. She has cancelled her latest tour.
Has she come off Instagram and Twitter?
Yeah, she's come off. Yeah, because of all the abuse she was getting.
Jesus, wow.
She said that, you know, the way she was nominated for the Grammy in the same group as Eminem, and Eminem actually ended up winning it. And she said that if she had got that Grammy, she would have handed it back and said no, that she can't deal with the amount of hate that people are throwing at her. And then she goes off Twitter, then she goes off Instagram. And it seems to be cool to hate Iggy Azalea. But Chris was explaining to me, so I was like, why do people hate it?
Here's what I think. Here's my take on it. And we've got and I would say an authority on hip hop in the room with us, so he can confirm or deny.
I would say
authority in Ireland.
I'm going to use that.
You know when they do prime time and stuff, you know how they have like financial experts and they get some guy on from a bank? I would like to think if there was ever a hip hop issue, they'd get Mo.
Now we have a hip hop correspondent.
Exactly.
DJ Mo K.
Exactly.
Yeah. Need to get a bigger studio, lads. This is a
I'd like to think that Mo would be consulted on these issues. But let me give you my take on why I think Iggy Azalea isn't liked, and Mo can confirm or deny, or, you know, give his own thing on it.
Yeah.
My honest opinion is, and I'll tell you why. With rap, for me anyway, rap used to be about a certain level of authenticity. Like, let me tell you, Snoop acts like a gangster, and you can look at his past, he was a gangster. Mm-hmm. By any sense of the word. Same with Dre, same with even people like, you know, Lil Wayne and everything. Like, these guys have had tough, difficult upbringings full of struggle, of oppression, of adversity, everything.
Okay, now, and I understand all of that.
No, Dana, what I'm going to say is, when they do something, it's authentic. Do you see what I'm saying? But when Iggy Azalea goes on a radio station and is like, yeah, we're finna get this album finished, I'm like, you don't talk like that. You never talked like that.
Yeah,
ever.
That is true.
There's no way you could talk like that. Ever.
See, I'm not going to hate on Iggy Azalea, because I think within hip-hop, it's all about characters.
I
think she's a character. Like, since day one, you've had the Vanilla Ice, the MC Hammer. Everybody was dancing around, and then you had the NWAs, the more serious side, the Tribe Called Quests. Mm-hmm. So I think people should stop being mad at Iggy Azalea, because she's... Chris, you're not going to come around to me tomorrow and say, oh my God, did you hear Iggy Azalea's new album?
Probably not.
Never. You're never going to say that to me. But at 2 o'clock in the morning, when you're out creeping on girls and you hear Fancy come on, you're going to dance to it.
I hear what you said.
So she's needed.
I hear what you're
needed.
Saying. Okay. Mo so, making it. Look at Mo.
She should not be hated on. Just leave her be. And if you don't like her, don't listen to her.
There you go. Look, Mo has it down.
Well, I also said, why is everyone hating on? But like, no. Mo has it down. So you know what?
He does.
No, yeah. Well, look,
Mo
she
said
does,
it better.
She does get hate. And it does help Iggy as well that T.I. is in her corner.
Yeah. Huge. Oh, that's the only. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hugely. Because in all of those interviews where she's facing all the adversity, T.I.'s sitting behind her with
right
his arms
there.
Folded. Yeah, literally. Yeah, it's amazing to watch. But, I'm not giving her hate. Kira, I believe I even said that this lady was one to watch a few years ago.
Yes, you did.
I did. Absolutely, I did. I think good for her. I think absolutely. I think she's great. I think.
She just needs practice. Like she's setting herself up. What? That clip we just listened to?
Yeah.
Like, come on, like, you're gonna get abused this day and age.
Yeah, I hear you.
And she can't, she's not a good rapper. Nobody listens to what she says anyway.
Ah, look, I think some of her flows are good. She had a mixtape there that I really enjoyed. I don't even remember what it was.
Actually,
it was
I did enjoy one, that Murder Business one with Hustle Gang and T.I.
I vaguely remember it. I know I have a mixtape of hers from a few years ago that was really, or like an EP or something. But look, we will leave it there. We've been very hip hop for the last few minutes. Actually, funnily enough, I have a clip of Mo K's show from tomorrow. Mo's actually going to be rapping that tomorrow, he told me. Aren't you, Mo?
I sure am.
Yeah. All right, good. Well, look, listen, do I need to tell you anymore? I don't. Listen to Mo K. He's on tomorrow from midnight Friday. Every Friday at midnight, Mo's bringing you hip hop. He's bringing you urban. He's bringing you R&B.
I'm going completely in. I got you guys covered.
He's going in.
Going in, and I don't know when I'm coming back out. Ever.
No, Mo, don't ever come back. I'll come out through the other side.
I've got to come out way over the other side.
I want to give a real quick shout out to Dermot, Imran and Ismail that are working tonight in Supermax in Salt Hill. in Galway. Hey, you know
me
what?
Me and Chris just said, I started laughing and I was like, yep, I've been in that Supermax. And then I turned around to Chris and I was like, yeah, I've pretty much been in every Supermax across Galway City and County. So, you know.
Do you know what's terrible? Like, this is exactly the same thing. I was even able to, the second they said that, I was like, oh yeah, that's the one now that has the fruit machine and it has the claw machine with the teddies. Like, that's how much I know all of the Supermaxes around Ireland. Literally, I know the exact one.
I know.
It's like beside a Landis or something. I mean, of course, I know every Supermax ever. And that is the one with the fruit machine that sometimes when I'm waiting for my wonderful food, I play that. Oh, you've brought back such happy memories, guys.
Aww.
Such happy memories. I'm going to go there over the weekend. I'm going to go to every Supermax. I'm going to do a tour of Ireland. But look, until then, tell you what, it's time we got down to some real business. Now, every week we get an odd court case or legal issue from around the world. And Ciara and I, realistically, I think we should be High Court judges. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, I think we're wasted in here doing this feckin' radio bollocks. Honestly, I think we should be shaping the very laws of this country and giving judgments. But until then, we will do it in here. We'll get the Law and Order music.
Chris, I came across this one and I was like, ah, first of all, what are y'all doing? You're all in your early 20s. You need to relax. And also, I was very disappointed with the girls in this particular story as well, okay? So,
oh, I do like being disappointed with women. Go ahead.
Well, you're going to love this one, Chris.
Excellent.
It takes place near Ningbo in eastern China.
Yes.
And it was a situation that basically went from bad to worse, okay? There was a guy called Wu, and he broke up with a girl called Jun. Yeah. After he met his new girlfriend, Rong.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
But Jun, the ex-girlfriend, could not accept that it was over and continued to harass this stud muffin, Wu, who's 21 years of age.
He must be a cute guy.
Okay. So eventually he agreed to meet with her to make it clear that he was in love with his current girlfriend and that their relationship was over. Okay. He said that he was sick of being nagged from both sides. Rong was moaning about Jun and Jun was moaning about her and it all got too much. Okay. But they all met by a river and the situation went from bad to worse.
So hold on, let me get this straight. The dude breaks up with one girl, gets with another one, and then she's, the other weird one is still like harassing him
and stuff.
Ugh, okay, right.
Not the weird one, the ex.
She's weird if she does this. No offense. This is patently weird.
Okay, well, the girls began arguing. They were down by a river in eastern China and the man's ex-girlfriend felt insulted by a comment made by the new girlfriend. So what did she do, Chris?
Okay.
She jumped into the river calling for her former lover to save her.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So obviously this poor girl is unhinged and clearly in love with this guy called Wu and not over the breakup. But then do you know what the new girlfriend does, Chris?
Sure.
Fearing that he might indeed jump in to save his ex-lover, she jumped in as well and both of them started calling for him to rescue them from drowning.
That is really clever on the current girlfriend's part. What
clever.
A way of testing the... Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, not clever. You know what I'm saying? What a real Machiavellian move. A real underhanded move.
Very dramatic and completely and utterly not needed. And they should have been focusing on saving the poor ex-girlfriend and taking her out of the water. It was a very selfish move by the current girlfriend, but it worked out for her because Wu settled the matter by jumping in the water and he saved his current girlfriend. And then he took her to the hospital.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did the other one get out?
Yeah, her brother came down and rescued the ex-girlfriend.
Jesus.
Yeah, she was taken to the hospital, but she was released soon after without any major, you know, injuries.
Jesus. Okay, well,
now, they do say, okay, this story did go viral in China, all right?
Okay.
Because there is a chronic shortage of women. Obviously,
that's
thanks
true.
To the,
yeah,
the
yeah.
one-child policy, right? So it means parents preferred male babies. So as a result, there is a surplus of millions of single men who will never marry. And normally they cannot find partners. And
look at this pimp.
This Wu guy has two girls jumping in a river, seeing who will choose. Now, it's one of the most drastic methods of choosing who to save or who to get back with or who to continue going out with that I've ever come across in my life.
Yeah, no, I hear you there.
Is it really that bad in China that girls are willing to throw themselves into rivers to get back with their boyfriends?
Isn't it the opposite? These ladies should be delighted. These ladies, I mean, if anything, these ladies have the pick of loads of men because there's such a shortage of women. These girls should have just moved on. So, I mean, I guess the issue here is, Jesus, what was the man supposed to do? I mean, so his ex-girlfriend who is harassing him and stalking him and, by the sounds of things, making life very difficult for him and his new partner trying to move on, starts this nonsense and jumps into the water expecting him to save her. So then the other girlfriend jumps in, the current girlfriend. I have to say, if I was the man in this situation, of course you'd go after the current girlfriend.
You'd have to.
What else are you supposed to do? Obviously, you're
well,
not...
Well, try and save both of them.
But that's not always possible either. I mean...
know. It was risky. And do you know what? It's really, really lucky that neither of these girls were harmed or injured or drowned, you know?
If I was this guy, I'm sorry. I know it might sound callous. I would have done exactly the same thing. In fact, I probably would have just
would
left both of them there.
Would you not be really angry at your current girlfriend, though?
I would have left both of them there.
No, would you not be like, why did you do that? Like,
oh,
that,
of course, yeah.
I
yeah.
honestly think that the current girlfriend did a way more dangerous thing. Because she put two bodies in the water. There was only one body in the water.
Oh, sure,
and
sure.
And the two of them could have saved that girl. For God's sake, she must be at her wit's end if she jumps into a river hoping her ex-boyfriend's going to save her. You know what I mean?
It's a little drastic.
I actually think the current girlfriend was a bit of an ass.
I think it was very
irresponsible.
And I think
she put two of their lives in danger.
No, I hear that as well.
All to prove that this guy loves her?
Yeah.
That's
it's a little
ridiculous.
Excessive, yeah.
He
However,
must be a ride.
He must be such a pimp. Like, he must be beautiful to
He's
be doing
21.
This.
Wu Haizia. H-S-I-A. Probably not pronouncing that correctly.
It's probably like Wu Chi or something.
Yeah.
You know? But anyway.
So I actually think the current girlfriend was really, really selfish.
Oh no, she was an idiot to do that. She was an imbecile to jump in after the other girl. But then once they're both in there, he's kind of in an impossible situation. I don't get me wrong. It should never, ever have gotten to that situation. Firstly, the other girl shouldn't have been stalking them in the first place.
No.
And then the other girl definitely shouldn't have jumped in after the ex. But then once you're in that situation, what's a boy to do? He has to go after the current one.
Is that what you would have done?
Of course. What else would you have? I mean, what else could you do?
Okay, Chris.
Yeah.
Let's say, right?
Sure. Go for it. Lay it on me.
Let's say that I'm down by a river.
Sure.
And I fall in.
Okay.
And you've started seeing a girl.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm sick of this Kira one because she spends so much time with Chris anyway because they work together.
Sure.
She's like, screw this Kira one. And she jumps in.
Yeah.
Who would you say?
Her.
What?
Her, definitely.
Well, I've known you for like 6 years.
What were you doing jumping into a river?
I tripped.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You did it on purpose.
I tripped,
you
Chris.
You did it on purpose.
Okay, what if I accidentally fell into the river?
Okay. You
and
accidentally...
And then a girl
okay.
that you had just been seeing, let's say, for 2 months fell into a river.
Oh, okay.
Chris, who would you save? It's a no-brainer. It should be a no-brainer.
Hold on, let me think about it. So you accidentally fell in?
I accidentally fell in.
This
I'm not
wasn't
just going to jump into
game
a river.
Playing. This
no.
wasn't a game... Okay. And then she jumps in too.
Because she accidentally falls in too.
Oh, she accidentally falls in too. Yeah. Oh, then it's her. Like, if she did it to prove a point, I might save you. But if you both accidentally fell in. Like her. Yeah.
Okay, so hypothetically, you've been seeing this girl for 2 months.
Okay.
You've known me for 6-7 years.
Sure.
And you'd still save her.
But I'd be going out with her then in this situation.
But like, only 2 months though. What? Like, that's nothing.
But I'd have to. Like, I'd still have to side with her. Because what if, like, it got serious? And then the whole time in the relationship, it would be like, remember that time you saved Kira instead of me? I'm just going for the easy life here.
Wow.
If you both...
Well, our radio show would be screwed. Because I literally would just spend the whole time with my arms crossed and across me going, let me tell you about the time that Chris nearly let me drown.
But it was to save
I'd
another
go to the
person.
Papers and everything.
You go ahead. It would be because that's what I had to do. Don't get me wrong. I wouldn't want you to drown.
You know, loyalty goes a long way, Chris.
Yeah, and I'd have to make sure I was loyal to whoever...
After going out with her for 2 months?
Because if it got serious, like, she'd probably bring it up on our wedding day or something. So I couldn't have that. Couldn't have her whinging about that for the next 80 years. Do you see what I'm saying?
Or else have me whinging about it every single time on air and not letting it go.
I could tolerate that.
Oh, could you? Okay.
Yeah. So that's what I would do. I think we've gotten to the bottom of the issue. In fact, everyone in this situation is mental except the guy. I mean, this is just insanity in the actual story we're talking about. So what do you think he has to do? For real now. Do you think he should have saved the ex or the current girlfriend?
I don't know. I really,
come
really
on
don't
now.
Know. There's two lives on the line.
But like, you know.
I'm trying to put myself... First of all, I wouldn't be that crazy girl that would jump into the water along with somebody's ex-partner.
Oh, of course.
Okay?
No, I hear you. But if you were the guy in this situation, what would you do?
I would try to save both.
You know that's not possible, though. What would you do? Which one would you save
in? I
don't
know.
Which one would you jump in with the intention of saving?
I don't know who I'd have the more of an emotional connection with. It would come down to emotional connection for me.
Would it not matter who you're
and
with?
Longevity.
What about who you're
what
with,
though?
What
if I was only with them for a week?
But what if you broke up with the other one? You broke up with them.
Yeah, well, like, you know, obviously, I like to keep people in my heart, Chris. So.
Oh, you like to keep that door open, is it?
I drown myself.
Hey, Joe says, just in this relation to this story we were talking about, where, let me break it down for you again. A guy was going out with a girl in China. He breaks up with that girl, starts going out with another girl. The ex meets up with both of them. The three of them are at a river, and the ex jumps into a river, and then the current girl also jumps into a river so that he has to choose which one to save. That's a real story, by the way, not some Chinese film industry movie. That happened. And that we were talking about what's the right thing to do in that situation. And Joe says, do Chinese girls think men came up the river on a bicycle, dump the two girls, Joe? I have no idea what that means, but I agree with you, Joe. Dump both of them. Also, I want to give a big shout out to Barry, who's checking in Dublin at 11 after a hard day of work. He's heading home to Cork. Colin in Tipperary says, I wish my ex would jump in a river.
Oh, Colin.
Colin, there is no need. Okay, can I just say something now here? There is no need for anyone to be jumping in rivers. Mm-mm-mm. Do you understand me?
Mm-mm-mm.
I don't want anyone jumping into rivers whatsoever. Do you all hear me?
Natalie says, Chris has a point. What if it was the other way? Oh, sorry. John says, Chris has a point. What if it was the other way around? Kira, you'd hold it against some fella too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't let it go.
Oh, no.
Natalie says, obviously, I wouldn't let either of them drown, but I ditch them afterwards. They're clearly both insane.
Oh, hey, man. I agreed about that. Also, Alan on Twitter says he would save you, Kira. So,
oh, thank you.
Yeah, I'll stick it up for you.
Crown said that he would save me over you. You effing nude asshole is why. Thank you, Crown.
Of course he did. A friend of the show, Crown, who listens in Sweden via the internet. Crown listens in Malmo in Sweden. Hey, let's see. Actually, do you know what?
Ooh.
We won't get what?
Colin has texted back in to say, Colin, the guy who said, I wish my ex would jump in a river. And we were like, oh, Colin, come on now. No one should be jumping in rivers. And he's texted back in to say, to clarify, she killed my dog.
Did she, Colin? Oh, well, if she did, that's terrifying.
Did she do it on purpose?
That's disgusting.
Or accidentally?
Yeah, Colin, did she murder your dog or did she, like, run over it once or twice by accident or something? Either way, that is odd, I'll agree.
If somebody else has texted in and said, is there some way of getting my ex to visit that river so he could jump in? Now, guys, come on. No one is going jumping in any rivers. No exes of anybody is going jumping in rivers, okay?
Please, lads, jumping in rivers is not the answer to anything. Please, okay?
You're all being really dramatic.
I'm putting a ban on jumping in rivers from now until forever.
I'm going to write that down. Can you sign that, Chris, please?
Yeah, of course. I'll sign off on that.
Or to E Star, Chris Green.
I am passing emergency legislation so that nobody is allowed jump in rivers. Nobody. Okay? Look, I think it's time that we got a review of the show from Kira, because every evening we finish not only with the national anthem, but more importantly with a review of the show from Kira. So I would ask you, wherever it is you are now in the world/country, that you would stand, not out of respect for the national anthem, but more so out of respect for Kira's review of the show. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Yeah. Well, we started the show by playing the Win Back Your License Fee quiz with the lovely Laura from Tipperary, who did not win back her license fee. The Goy player was on the phone telling us about his top five man crushes. Then people text in their man crushes.
It was fun.
DJ Mokay was in studio to talk about his new show on 2FM every Friday night from 12 to 2. And we talked about the latest hip-hop news. A moral dilemma tonight involved a young Chinese man who had to choose between his ex-girlfriend and current girlfriend when they both jumped into the river. He chose his current one. We then played loads of 90s tunes and also asked the wonderful Irish public what it is they're doing awake.
Yeah, that sounds like an incredible show. I have all 90s music, by the way, between now and 1 a.m. And then Dan Hegarty with you. From myself, Chris, goodbye. From Kira.
Goodbye.
Kira. 2FM.